Even if you want to use parchment skin, you can't use diftera, which is unfinished parchment. Like Rashi says, or it means skin, but she'ena mubet kol sarka, you didn't work it over completely. The maliach or kamiach, you salted it already, but v'lo yofetz, you didn't put this ingredient ofetz into it. She'ema avdin haklofim yafotzim, that they used to work it over with afotzim. Elo al ha-megillah, but rather you have to write this megillah on a cloth, on a good piece of parchment that was worked over. She'nem, the pasuk says, ba-sefer. So drashi cloth, it means a good piece of parchment, just like you write a sefer Torah on. V'yeina kaisiv, now when you go to write the megillah, what type of ink can you use? You can't use loy bekumis. Rashi says that's rafilin, that's type of a sap that comes out of a tree. Or maticha b'mayim, and they put it into water and write with it. That you can't use. V'loy bekankantim, another type of a dye. V'loy bechol dova shiroshim, and not with anything that when you write with it, it's like nivla, it seeps into the thing and you can't get it out. It makes a roshim, it makes an indent there that you can't erase it like. That's no good. Ela b'gioi, you have to write it with our type of ink, which is erasable. Shenema, because the pasuk says, ulmocha, that this megillah has to be erased in the water. So idashin, it means, ksav, you have to write it with the type of an ink that sheyochol imchois, that could be erasable. So therefore you can't use it with good dye that stays, saps in, and doesn't, you can't erase it, but rather has to be used with something that you could erase. Sati Gemara. Omar Rava said, Megillah Saita Shekosva Balayla. If the Kohen goes to write this Megillah at night time, the Lachar is Psula, it's no good, it's Tafka B'yayim, not at night time. My time, and what's the reason? Ask your Torah, Torah. We have a Gzereshava Torah, Torah. Ksiv Hoch here in the Pasha of Saita, the Pasuk says, V'yosolo HaKohen Es Kol HaTorah Hazois. That the Kohen should do this whole thing means the Kohen should even write the Megillah. Uksiv Hosam, it says another parsha about Mishpotim, that al pi ha-Torah she-yerucha, v'ala Mishpot, that is Torah and Mishpot, that means judgment. So we dash in ma Mishpot b'yoyim, just like Bezdin only paskins by daytime, is af Megillah saita b'yoyim, who are in the writing of the Megillah saita is only by daytime and not at nighttime. Like Rashi says, Mishpot b'yoyim, v'sanhedrin afkola mivahoye b'yoyim hanchiloi, it says b'yoyim hanchiloi. Mashma bezdin paskin zois b'yoyim and not at laila. So Mela, Torah tells us that the ksivas of the Megillah is also dafka b'yoyim and not at laila. So the Gemara kosfo l'mafreya psula. If you write the psukim backwards, it's no good. The ksiv, because the pasuk says v'kosav esa'oloi sa'ila. You have to write down these curses. Ki the ksiva, the same way it's written in the Torah. You have to write it forwards and not backwards, not l'mafreya. You can't write the words backwards. Like Rashi says, Yerech v'lanpil. The Pasuk says v'lanpil Yerech. You can't write backwards Yerech lanpil. Then the Megillah is Pasuk. Vaita. Kosva koidim shetekabal oleha b'shvua. Let's say before the Kohen makes a swear. In the Torah it says, first the Kohen talks to the Saita and makes a swear to mekabal upon himself the shvuas. So and then we first write the Megillah. Let's say though the Kohen wrote the Megillah before she accepted upon herself the shvuas is psula. Halacha is that Megillah is posel. Shenem, because the posuk says v'heshbiya. First the kohen makes a swear v'yachakat v'kosav, and then the Torah says to write the Megillah. So it has to be done the right way, the way the Torah says it. Kosvo igeres psula. Let's say you write the Megillah even on a piece of parchment, but Rashi says b'loy shirtut. You don't have it lined out. Like in the parchment, what we do is before we go to write, first you take like your knife and you make indentions, you make lines on the parchment. That's called shirtut. So if you write the Megillah Saita without shirtut, without lines, it's psula. Why? Ba'asefer Omer Rachmona. Rashi says, Ba'alach l'moshe misinai shasvorim srichim shirtut. In Alach l'moshe misinai, then any sefer you go to write, a sefer Torah, or Megillah Saita, or Megillah Saita, has to have shirtut. Saita? Here's the Gansa. Taisa got a lot of different sheetahs here. I'm not going to go into right now. Yeah. Saita. says what Megillah is written by Sefer, but Rashi says it means you have to have shirtut, you have to have loins.
So the Moravaita. Kosvo al